You will hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of birth pains. Then you will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of me.
What you are about to hear is real. The prophets wrote of a time when the signs of the end would be seen. This is where Bible prophecy and current events collide. This is Unsealed.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back to Unsealed, the official podcast of Wings of the Eagle. We need your support. Please visit wingsoftheeagle.com/podcast. See all the episodes there of Unsealed and a big fat red button to support the podcast. Please press that and give whatever you can. We are 100% funded by you. So if you like the show, if you think this is cool, if you want us to do more, if you want us to dig deeper and devote resources, then provide resources. Simple as that. Okay? Simple as that. Please share this video right now. Tell someone about it. Yes, our podcast rocks, man. It rules. Oh, there's a Christian guy who, pastor even, whatever, but he talks about all kinds of weird stuff, and he's willing to talk to us, have live interactions every single time he goes on the air, pretty much. That's awesome, right? Isn't that different? I know. I would like that. I would like that as a listener or a viewer, so... By the way, if you are just listening and you're not watching like most people do nowadays, I guess, but if you are listening on Spotify or wherever else, please do tell someone about that as well and share that with your friends so you can add it to your listening list. Some people, you know, you go out for a run or, you know, you're working out or maybe you're whatever, just out and about your day, your business, and you like to do the audio. I like to do that. As well. So anyway, it's there for you. It's obviously totally free and it's here for you. So I want to hear from you, but today, hey, bond servant, welcome sister. Hey, cool picture, on YouTube, Marvin the Martian, I believe that is nice. yeah, so we're going to continue a theme that's not going away, and it's kind of annoying actually. This particular aspect, this particular aspect of the UAP UFO thing is really annoying. As an American, as a patriotic, you know, American, who happens to live not too far from what we're going to talk about today, I'm really annoyed. I'm really kind of ticked off, and I think you should be too. Especially if you live here, especially if you live in America and you pay your taxes and you try to be, you know, you vote, you participate, you're not apathetic. Doesn't mean we're worshiping the nation or anything like that. You know, Jesus is paramount and your citizenship is in heaven. If you're a Christian, I, by the way, invite you to accept Jesus right now and follow him as his disciple and eschew all others and be saved. That's the most important thing. However, something happened last weekend, just what, 5 days ago, and it was an amazing, almost miraculous event, right? We have the crazies in Iran were ticked off at Israel, of course. You know, specifically because Israel took out some of their dudes in Damascus at their diplomatic embassy or whatever. So they got annoyed and launched about, I don't know the exact numbers, but it was a combination missile and drone attack, at least partially from Iran itself, the territory of Iran, which is very different. And some other combination of extra curricular, like from Iraq or Yemen, possibly with drones and stuff. But anyway, we know this. They do this all the time. They're selling boku amounts of drones to Russia for their evil war against Ukraine. And they're killing civilians with it. But so they launched an attack. It was approximately 300 total projectiles. Okay, 300 total things fired at Israel from different parts of Iran and around the Middle East. Only one injury was sustained. Only one thing got through, as far as I could tell, at all. And it was debris. In other words, it looks like it was successfully hit. Or maybe it landed in a open field or something, and a home or a tent, a Bedouin, I believe it was, young girl, was injured. But as far as I know, she's still alive. Because like the shrapnel, you know, parts of this missile, I believe it was. So that's it. That's it. Nothing else got through. Everything either was taken care of somehow by somebody. Now, allowing for errors, and especially with missiles, Iran has just not had success. Usually with their missiles, a lot of them will misfire. It'll just go to the wrong place or whatever. But the drones themselves seem to be very successful in what they do. So near as I could figure, there was well over 100 drones, maybe 150, maybe more. Let's just call it 100. Let's call it 100. And zero reached their target. That's a 100 for 100 interception rate. Assuming they didn't just run out of gas. Or do they have gas? I don't even. However they get there, they didn't reach their target. And so they were knocked out of the sky somehow. Probably between the United States and Israel itself and the United Kingdom. I'm sure they took out, those three nations took out all of them. Maybe primarily us, the United States. Now, this is awesome, right? This is great, fantastic. What a success rate. 100%. 100% of Iranian drones shot down. Praise God. And yet, it is coming to light. And this is not the only case, and this is not the first time, and this is not anything like that. But we know, we have documented evidence, not just evidence, like actual facts, okay, admitted to by everyone, including the government, including the military, including videotape, including, you know, recordings, including everything, that, for example, in December in Langley, Virginia, the Langley Joint Base, Langley and Eustis. Anyway, point is, it's a fancy name for Air Force, Army, Navy, whatever, airport and base. And wasn't the CIA headquartered there? Anyways, there's a NASA operations center also right next door. It's a big deal. It's a really secure place. The F-22 Raptors are there. F-22 is probably the premier fighter jet in the history of the world. I mean, it's that cool and that effective, and it's stealthy. And it's fast, and it can deliver all these weapons, and it's got all kinds of crazy technology on it. Great. Love it. They're at Langley. In December, a quote-unquote drone swarm over many days, not for a minute, not for a day, many times over many days, a swarm that's dozens of unidentified orbs, because you have to ferret this out from witnesses, because the government will never say what they look like, and there's a reason why they won't say what they look like. They will only call them unmanned aerial vehicles. Well, we should know what that means, right? That's a military speak for a drone. In other words, something that's a machine that's under the control of someone remotely. No one's flying it. It's unmanned. So it has some kind of a computer or a controller or a guy with a joystick somewhere, right? Telling it where to go. It's not a dumb machine. It's not just flying like something ballistic where it's just flying through the air. It has guidance. It's intelligently controlled. Okay. Well, now ubiquitous. Drones are everywhere. You can get them in Best Buy. Right? You can get them on Amazon, no problem. Anyone can. But the kinds that you can buy look like little helicopters. Literally. They have usually four little helicopter blades on them. And that's how they work. And it's cool. It's great. You put cameras on them. You can do all kinds of stuff. But guys, you ever try to fly one over a sensitive facility? Forget sensitive and Langley Air Force Base. Try the airport. Try your local airport. Or your police headquarters. Or go for it. See what happens when you fly your drone over a major airport, for example. There will be consequences for you. Yes, there will. They will destroy your drone. They will arrest you and charge you with something. Guaranteed. Because we know what drones are. And I don't care if they're the ones you buy at Best Buy or the ones you make in Iran that literally are called suicide drones. Their only purpose is to carry an explosive in it and kill things. Just blow stuff up and kill people. That's what Iranian drones do. They're made to not get hit. Right? They're made to fly fast, be aerodynamic. You've seen them. They look like little airplanes. I don't know, a couple feet long. And they look like a little flat. They have like wings and they have a center piece where the guidance is and the bomb is. And that's killer drones, right? They're certainly not shaped like a circle. And the ones you buy at the store aren't shaped like circles because those don't fly. But that's the excuse that the military is coming up with. Public hearings. It's out there, guys. Go look at it. Just the other day, literally this week, literally last week, literally weeks ago. They're telling your representatives, whatever you think of Congress, they represent you, the senators and congressmen and women. they're being told from the high ups in the Pentagon, up to, what's his face, Lloyd Austin, the Secretary of Defense. They're drones, and we don't know what they are, where they come from. And it's to the point in Langley where they had to admit that it happened. And by the way, what did we do about it? We let them fly. We just let them go. To the point where we had to apparently move the F-22s. Move them? What country is this? Move your stuff? You shoot at them. I don't care. I mean, and there's a lot of people who say something very similar to this, and I just heard Ryan Graves say it today. Ryan Graves is, you're not going to get any more solid, common sense, unimpeachable, can't accuse him of anything other than being a patriot, Ryan Graves. Former fighter pilot himself, F-18. He says, if you're at a base with a lot of things you want to protect and you don't want someone to come and destroy your F-22s, for example, it doesn't matter what the object is. that you see in the sky that's coming for you, it doesn't matter where they came from. You don't have to know that it's from China, Russia, or the Best Buy next door. You don't give a damn. They're going to get destroyed. They're going to be shot at. Because you can't be here. Correct? That's what would happen if I went there. If I bought a drone and I start flowing it at Langley, guess what would happen? I'll tell you what will not happen. They will not let it stay there. Not only are they not having the 100% success rate like we did with Iranian drones, we're not even shooting at them. And by the way, you say, oh, well, there's super secret spy drones and they're really, you know, it's impossible to shoot at them. You can't even see them. Really. Every source that I've read on this and the video I just saw today of it that night, the December incident that is now being talked about, it's on video. There are 40, the witness says, 40 orbs flying right over the base with lights. Constant lights. Blinking on and off, strobing, irregular patterns. Not FAA. You know, you ever see an airplane blink by, boom, boom? Because this is mandated, you know, the how often it can blink, the intervals, what they mean, all that stuff. This stuff is going nuts. Dozens of them. Very visible. Hey, look at us. Look at us. Our lights are on. Our lights are on. Come shoot us. Nothing. Nothing. And you should know, if you don't know, you should know, this is just the latest example. There are tons of examples where this exact thing happens over and over and over. Every super secret sensitive place we've got drones just doing whatever they want. And we're not doing bubkus about it. They are not ours. You don't spy on your own place. You don't surprise your own commanders. You don't have to move your own planes if they're your stuff. More, just as important, when you have a national security state that secrecy is everything, and the Pentagon, the military will say things and intentionally say them in a certain way and intentionally omit certain words on purpose. They are extremely lawyerly. When they say drone or unmanned aerial vehicle, they know exactly why they're using that word. It serves two purposes. Number one, it's true. As far as they know, it's true. As far as they can tell, no one is piloting it, but it is being controlled by an intelligent force somewhere else. But as far as they can tell, no one is in it. So it's unmanned. If you really want to be specific, unmanned would only apply to humans. But let's put that aside. So it is a drone in that definition, okay? But they don't say it for that reason. They say it because stupid Americans aren't thinking about that. Dumb Americans who don't bother to think about this stuff saying, oh, they hear the word drone and they think, oh, I know drones. That means it's very normal. It's definitely not UFOs because they would say that. No, they wouldn't. Their absolute 1,000% goal is for you not to know that these are unidentified flying objects or UAP. They will not admit it unless they absolutely have been forced to by law, which is why when things have to leak, why these documents have to come out with FOIA, why we have to get videos from, you know, secretive sources and stuff, why it's the slow leak. It seems like it takes forever and everyone gets frustrated. Oh, why can't we just see the real video? Because your government doesn't want you to see it. It doesn't want you to know what they know. So they use words like drone incursions or unmanned aerial vehicles around all, not only Air Force bases with F-22s, but nuclear weapons storage facilities, ICBM launch silos, NORAD, you name it, you name it. These things are there and have been there for years and years. And if we're talking about missile silos, we have documented proof that things have been happening around nuclear missile areas for 50 years. How many drones do you know of 50 years ago? Same things, though. How many drones did the United States have 50 years ago? Zero. And if we didn't have them, how would Russia or China, who were behind us in technology, how would they have one? And why would they send them to us to get shot down? All you have to do is lose one. And all of a sudden, whoops, now we know what you have. We know what it's made of. We know how you're, you know, now we can study it, reverse engineer. Now your cover's blown. Your super secret drones that can't be stopped, all of a sudden, now your adversary has them. That's ridiculous. So what is your opinion, my viewer friends? And listener friends, why is it then? Why is it? Tell me, help me understand why we can get 100% success rate shooting down Iranian drones meant to kill and destroy things, but we can't shoot at any of them that are not shooting. They're just sitting there. By the way, that's how we know it's UAP and not technology that we can explain, is because they fly around, they fly sometimes at great speeds, and then they slow down, and then they stop and stay there and hover. We don't have stuff that can do that. We don't know how it's possible. It's not a helicopter. There's no propulsion, there's no propellers, there's no sound. There's just lights. Why would there be lights if they're trying to be secretive? Why would there be the Russians or the Chinese with lights on it? And it's so, we are so afraid that, I mean, what other explanation is there for not shooting at them? Other than we are afraid to shoot at them, or we know it won't work. Okay. How would we know it doesn't work? We've tried it before, and we don't have the technology to bring them down. Or... we've tried it before, and they shoot back, or whatever they do, and destroy our weapons and disable our sensors and cause harm to people on the ground, all of which are true. So, well, then what does it mean? Tell me. You guys are smart. Tell me. Y'all are watching this right now. Tell me right now, how is it that we can shoot down Iranian drones at 100% effective level and not even shoot at, things that are literally over our homes. People live here. This is a base. This is civilians a couple hundred yards away from the Air Force base. You have regular people, regular life. God, for example, Langley. Okay, well, it's just one Air Force base. No, it's not. Okay, but even just this one example. Do you know how important Langley is? The F-22s there. Do you know if Washington, D.C. was attacked, the primary defense of the attack would come from Langley? It's just right down the road. So, yeah, it's important. Yes, it's one of the most sensitive places in America. There is no, what's the alternative? You tell me. Why can't we do what we would do when if you flew one yourself in over an Air Force base with F-22s? You know what would happen to you? Why isn't it happening to these guys? Hello, brother and sister. Okay, we've got a couple people making comments. Very good. Please do so right now on YouTube. Please share this, by the way. And you see at the bottom of the screen, please go to wingtotheeagle.com/podcast and give what you can. We are 100% brought to you by yourself. The installation first observed UAS activities evening of December 6th. That's this. You're reading, I assume, the Are You at the War Zone blog. This is just the documentation of this incident. Okay, not to say it hasn't happened before December 2023, because they have. But it says UAS, right? They are calling them UAS. I don't even know what that means. I know AAV, UAP, we know. Oh, here it is. Unmanned aerial systems. systems. Okay, so they're not going to call it a phenomenon because there's no way they're going to admit that. But they're also not going to call it a vehicle because they can't explain exactly how it's traveling. So it's not a vehicle, but it's not a phenomenon. So it's a system. You got to love the military and the way they put things. But I don't love it right now. I'm so annoyed as an American that my billions and billions of dollars, tax dollars, to spend on this war fighting stuff and keep us safe, national security. That's the excuse we hear all the time, right? It's to keep you safe, to keep you safe, to keep you safe. National security, national security. We don't have the national security. We don't have it. Nobody's safe. Nobody's safe from attack, apparently, because these doodads flying wherever they want, whenever they want. And we're not even trying to stop them. Or if we are, we're so completely outmanned and outgunned that we have no hope of figuring it out. So either we don't want to stop them, which is disturbing option one, or we can't, disturbing option two. There are no other options to me. Tell me, what are the other options? A swarm is a system, I guess. I don't know. I don't know about observing. I don't know where they're getting this stuff from. Yeah, swarm. Isn't that interesting? And again, this is not, we've talked about, I think I've detailed this. There are incidents in the Pacific fleet on aircraft carriers. Again, very, very well documented. Not just a claim, not just somebody saw something with a cell phone, but Navy ship operators, radar operators, pilots, fighter pilots. We know for a fact that there are drone swarms over our aircraft carriers, our military installations, ICBMs, right? Swarm, a swarm means more than one. And in this case, again, I'm going by what the eyewitness who recorded it on his phone said he saw that night in December, which was 40 of them. My brother from India says, the American political military leaders do not want to scare and frighten the American public. Granted, yes. Okay. I mean, that works for a little while. But if we're going on 80 friggin' years of that being the excuse and entire generations of leaders dying off and passing it on to the next generation of secrecy and compartmentalization so no one can figure out anything ever, just so people don't get frightened. This is frightening. What's happening right now, what I'm just describing to you, is frightening. We can't or won't defend ourselves against stuff that can destroy us. Well, what is more... if you're talking... I know we're in the flesh on this. I understand that. But if we're talking about scariness as far as security and politics and military leadership, whose one job it is to make sure Americans don't die from enemy attack, the scariest thing in the world is for this to happen. Anyways, you're right. I mean, that's... the people who actually do have answers, that's their excuse. Well, how about changing the battlefield, right? How about you're never going to win if you can't figure it out, and you're never going to figure out if you don't tell the public or if you don't recruit people or something into helping out, or you're like, what is going on? By the way, we have commercial airliners, you know, little aunts and uncles and grandmas and little babies on airplanes all day, every day, flying through Virginia and Washington and around this area. You don't think they should speak up and protect them? Hey, by the way, we've got these orbs that we can't do anything about. So you might want to not fly there. Nah, they don't care. They're cowards. UAPs seem particularly interested in American defense and weapons technology. Perhaps that's correct. Perhaps more than that of other nations. Correct me if I'm wrong. You're not wrong in the evidence, and the history is, and this may have to do with the fact that there are more people and devices to pick them up. But yes, it seems like they are very interested in weapons and defense capabilities. I don't want to say it's more than that of other nations. It might be, but we know that this has happened in Russia, in China, in India, and Pakistan. Turkey. So they're not discriminating. Anyone with major weapons, they're interested. Why? Okay, now that's the next question, and that's where a lot of the UFO community will just default to, oh, there are peaceful space brothers. There's nothing to worry about. They're just worried that we are going to destroy each other and our planet's going to be uninhabitable. We would need to advance to the next level of consciousness. I'm sorry, but there's no reason to believe any of that. Other than we want to believe it. It makes us feel better to think, well, they must be just trying to help. Whatever they are. Yeah, right. Okay. Okay, granted, that's a possibility, but why would you... what is the evidence of that? It's not just this. They've disabled an ICBM, an intercontinental ballistic missile, that its only purpose really is to carry nuclear warheads to another country. They've disabled it in flight. Now, are you trying to protect the little humans, or are you trying to flex and say, we are way more powerful than you are, and I don't care what your best stuff is, we got better stuff? That's That's aggressive. That's threatening. That's not feel good vibes. Compartmentalization of secrecy among American political military establishment is very disturbing, as they have done this for 80 odd years. It's true. I mean, and it's not that the principle is not inherently evil. It is disturbing. But it's not evil to, this is, those of you who know your nuclear program history, if you know the Oppenheimer, Trinity test site, Manhattan Project, you know, any of that history, we intentionally kept that project from being known by many people at all. A very, very, very small number actually knew what the project was about. They only knew that this was a part of something and they had to work on this, right? And these guys over in this city were working on something else and you didn't get to know about that. That's where it comes from. Because we had to, we made a decision as a policy to get the bomb, the nuclear weapon, the most destructive force ever in man's history. We had to get it before Hitler got it. So that's not an evil desire. You would think, well, if we had it first, we can take out Hitler and stop him from doing any more of this Holocaust and invading Europe stuff and taking over, becoming a God knows what, even worse. Okay, I get it. But then Hitler was stopped and we kept building it. And now we had to beat the Russians from getting it, the Soviet Union. Because they had their own program, and they're trying, and they everyone's pilfering the Nazi scientists who were trying to work on it. Now some were working for America. Now some are working for the Soviet Union in this race to get the nuclear program. So it had to be kept secret that it was being done at all, and then even from each other, because it would get out. There were spies, right? The Russians would figure it out. They would get the secret sauce somehow, and they would beat us, and then now we're really in trouble. So I get why it was done. However, the project, a few years later, was done. We did it, right? It happened. Now we have a nuclear program. The world knows it. The world knows it. And so what's the purpose of continuing this? Well, now we're going to make all other kind of weapons and stuff like that and keep those secret too. We can't let that stuff come out prematurely because now we've got an arms race. Now the Soviet Union did figure it out. And they put a man on them, or they put satellites up there first. They had moon missions and stuff like, oh my gosh, they're beating us. You know, we've got to keep the secrecy thing going. Like, okay, I kind of get it still, but the problem is, one of the problems is that along with the, by the way, thank you so much, Bond Servant. Yeah, if you want to become a member on YouTube of Wings of the Eagle, there's a button for that. I appreciate that support as well. Hey, Simply in Blue, I'll get to you in 1 second, my friend. Hold on 1 sec. Sorry, it's been about 5 minutes. I ignored you there. Not on purpose. I didn't stop talking. Problem is, we've used this. Now, depending on how cynical you want to be, we've used the excuse of the atomic energy. Yeah, a bomb is energy, all right. You get nuclear power too, right? Which is pretty great, actually, until it melts down. Chernobyl happens. But anyways, so you have this program, this nuclear power, the energy, Department of Energy all of a sudden was now a thing. Did you know? Department of Energy was created. The Air Force was created. The CIA was created. The NSA was created. Oh, 1947. Well, something very famous happened in the mid and late 40s, and specifically in the early to mid part of 1947, which is a UAP incident that somehow or another we got hold of it. And did it crash itself? Did we shoot at it? Were there more than one of these things fighting each other? And that's why it fell and crashed. All of these things are possible. We don't know because no one will talk about it. But yep. Oh, look at that. Uh-oh, we're gonna have to. There's some there's radiation. There's actually radiation coming off this material, and this vehicle seems to have some kind of power source or propulsion or whatever that we don't get, but we know it's giving off radiation. So therefore, we're gonna put it all. Everything on this topic is going in the nuclear energy compartment. So we can't talk about it. It's nice and easy. We already know we can't discuss nuclear weapons with anyone. It's totally top secret. No one can know. The American public even is never going to learn how to build a nuclear weapon, right? Like the government, the military knows how to do them, but Chris Manti doesn't know how to do it. And even if I try to know, I will never find out. I think. You know, unless somebody who's done it already fills me in and gets the parts that I would need, right? You can't get the parts at the store. You know what I'm saying? Okay, so yes, this is where this whole darn thing started from, and it's never been revealed at any point. Anyway, Simply Blue, hello. Simply in Blue. I will now get to your question, which says, have you watched The Messiah 2030? I did a while ago, and it was not good. I mean, it's just not very good. And, you know, we don't want to tag any other channels, please, in our comments, okay? I don't think it's worth your time because it's clearly not true. Messiah is not coming in 2030, guys. Or before. He's not. We know this is not really the topic today, but I can guarantee you he's not. Bond Servant says, I know right now there are some folks talking about an uptick on hearing emergency action messages, including an event to happen. I don't know what that means. Just thinking here, would UAP swarms, for example, be included in this if true? I don't know what emergency action messages, what does that mean? Like on your phone? Like tests? Like who would see it if they're not coming out? I'm sorry, I'm interested, but I don't know how that would work. It sounds like a little conspiracy thinking, honestly. Again, this is just because it's happened so many other times before. Oh, the emergency alert system is saying something. Something big is coming. This is the thing. If this, the most likely, you know, reason why we're not being told everything is because we don't know what to do. So if anything does happen, thank you again, Bonzer, for that. If any kind of emergency does come from UAPs or whatever, we don't know that it's coming. We're not planning it. We'd be totally caught off guard and have nothing. We couldn't do anything about it. That's the lesson. It's very frustrating. Okay, it's... says it relates to Air Force military stuff being on alert related to DEFCON ratings, etc. I got to know where this is coming from. Because, like, DEFCON is not something that is discussed. Like, the Pentagon just puts it out. It's their decision. They're not going to tell anyone else about it before they do it. But obviously where you live, and I'm not going to get into that, but you're obviously in a part of the world where you are around such a lot of such people. So I don't not believe it. I definitely believe you. But just be careful with the where we get the information. If you're hearing it from Air Force guys in the diner in town, that's great. If you know what I mean, if you're reading it on a sketchy website that isn't known for ever telling the truth, I wouldn't put anything in it at all. O'Cool says, I definitely think UAPs will play a role in the latter days. I'm certain of this 100%. I mean, I'm glad you're saying that, because many Christians are not, well, there are some who have believed it for a long time, but it's always a very incredibly shallow opinion. It's always demons, it's evil, it's Satan, it's the great deception. When Paul says the great deception, we eliminate all the other context around that phrase and say it's all UFOs are the great deception, and this is where it's going to all happen from, and this is how we're going to get world government, even though that's not in the Bible, right? Stuff like that. So, I mean, I get that frame of mind, but to approach it like you do as a thinking person, and you are definitely a thinking person, as well as a believer in Jesus, that to say that they will play a role is much different than it's all the devil and it's just deception, whatever that means. Anyways, thank you for saying that. I brought it up because it was and is a sudden uptick in these last 2 days. Yeah, I know conspiracy stuff. I'm looking more into it, but it's out there on YouTube. I know that's not going to cut it, my friend. And I say this because you're awesome and because you're capable of finding out better stuff than YouTube. Forget YouTube. Right? There's just you can't source the information. You can't get the provenance. Like, I understand if somebody put, I'm not saying the whole platform of YouTube is invalid. I'm saying like a person trying to get views doing a podcast is way different than a guy on his phone saying, I'm so-and-so and I work for the Department of Energy or I work for the United States Air Force and I'm on this base. And I just got this message that says we're going to DEFCON 2 because of a UAP swarm we're testing it out and here's the proof. You know what I mean? Yeah. I have a couple military friends that they won't say. That might be evidence of that, or might be evidence of nothing, right? We can't go on they won't say. I mean, I don't know. That's the bottom line of this whole darn problem. This whole issue about what I'm talking about today with y'all is that we know nothing. And we're being told nothing. We, the public, who would actually be in danger, who are in danger. And, you know, daddy armed forces is supposed to, we're just supposed to believe him after years of lying and abusing us. We're just supposed to believe that, oh, it's okay. They're not a threat, these things. Said, don't worry. They're fine. They just, yeah, they're buzzing around and they go really fast and they stop and hover and they have lights and then they disappear and then they spy on all our stuff and they know what we've got and they go over our most sensitive spots. But they're fine. There's nothing to worry about. We're supposed to believe that? Because that's what we're being told. Sorry, we don't believe you. Yeah, one said we out here would not know if we went to DEFCON 2. DEFCON 1 would have happened, so there you go. In other words, they went right to the DEFCON war is a DEFCON war. DEFCON 1 means defense condition 1, meaning you're at war right now. There's an attack happening right now. Usually it's reserved for the most, you know, nuclear war right now. Russia launched its missiles and they're coming down on us right this second. That's DEFCON 1. Or we are taking out Chinese or Russian nuclear sites right this second. That's DEFCON 1. And it could be other things, but that's always been the assumption about that system. Mokul says, which is the first ever recorded sighting of a UAP like a Tic Tac? And that's a good question. And was it in the United States in the early 1900s when planes were invented? There's actually, I don't know about the Tic Tac shape, but usually you hear it termed like a cigar or an oblong shape. And there are instances of those in the 1890s. Yep. 1890s. So before we had flight, there were things being seen like that. Yes. Yes. And that's just America. We did an episode a while ago. There was an incident in Germany. What's the town? Oh my gosh, it's famous. The Nazi Nuremberg. Hundreds of years ago, there was an incident where many, many witnesses saw craft, including like oblong, cigar, Tic Tac things, and orbs and stuff. Fighting each other, or they looked like they were fighting each other in the sky. And they actually, obviously it was before photographs or things. So there's drawings of it actually. And, what passed for newspapers then? Nuremberg 1561. I've showed this before, but I'll share the screen and show you again. Oops. There we go. Get bigger. There you see, if you can. There's the sun in the sky and a whole bunch of other stuff, including orbs and little and oblong things and orbs connected with little crosses and crosses by themselves. And some of the oblong things with just plain and some with apparently lights or maybe orbs in the tubes, in the cigars. You see? Sorry for the audio, folks. Just type in Nuremberg 1561. And this is what was seen in broad daylight because the sun's out. And if you notice at the bottom here, there's smoke coming out of the ground and some of these looks like an orbs are on the ground. So they got shot down is what the implication is there by themselves, by these other guys. And they crashed. Okay. So yeah, it goes back pretty far. Yeah, that's the Reformation era. Yes. And obviously, you would think, just like you would think, the witnesses there basically thought it was a sign from God. It was a miracle somehow. God was doing something, or some angels were fighting or something. That's the, what else could you say? Right. There, a flying machine wasn't a thing. The only flying that they knew about came from the Bible. Like Jesus, the cloud rider. When did the Wright brothers invent the airplane? Well, they were working on it. Let's see. When was the actual first working plane? I should know this. First flight. I know it's Kitty Hawk. No, Kill Devil Hill, Pennsylvania, North Carolina. Kitty Hawk, 1903. 4 years of research. So they started in 1899 and flew in 1903. So they did that after there were things seen in the sky flying around that humans did not invent. Okay, there you go. Yep. Okay. Any other questions, you guys? I'm gonna open it up to the floor. The floor has been open the whole time, by the way. But now is the best time. If you have a question, comment, or concern, or what have you, please do that. And by the way, please subscribe to the podcast on any platform that you've got. YouTube especially is helpful. But also on X, you can find me at Manti4, M-A-N-T-E-I-4, M-A-N-T-E-I-4. Yes, I have crazy things next to my profile name, like the flag of Israel and the flag of Ukraine. And in the opinion of some, that makes me demonic. I'm just telling you what people say. What if the people in Nuremberg 5061 were correct? That this were angels fighting? Thanks for the info on the Wright brothers. You're welcome. What if they were correct? Right. They might be. Because that's a powerful revelation, isn't it? So you can say, wait a minute now. So UFOs, or whatever you want to call them, are actually crafts. They're real. They're not made up. It's not a deception in that way. They're actually being controlled, if that theory is right, by angels. You would think angels are actually in them then. What are they thinking about them flying around from another place? And there's like a video game to them? I don't know, but that doesn't, if you have two groups fighting each other, a good angels and the bad angels, that means you can't tell just if you see a UFO or you're talking about the subject of UAPs and about them, you know, appearing and doing what they do. And what do you think as a Christian or whatever? You can't say if they're evil or if they're demonic, you know, from bad angels, because they could be good ones. I mean, right? If that's the theory, I mean, if that's accurate, if you go with that, you do the thought exercise, like our brother's saying, like, if Nuremberg, that happened, and people had no other frame of reference other than this must be angels and a sign from God, because I don't know what else it is. If they're right, then you have no idea. If you see a UFO, for example, if you see UAP, if a UAP is around our, you know, Air Force bases and nuclear sites or whatever, we can't tell if they're good or bad. Can you? I mean, like their intentions, like are they actually out to deceive you? An angel from God is not out to deceive you. He might just be flying around in his car that they use, and God sent them on a mission. I don't know. And you don't know either. That's the point. We don't know. Because we've got some people within superiority complexes that are in control of our national security state in the Pentagon and this intelligence world that deem you too stupid to know, you're not authorized to know. And neither are your parents or grandparents, and your children aren't either. We, the gatekeepers, know because we're smart enough to know, or whatever. Anyway, you're right. Okul is very correct in bringing that up. We don't know what is piloting or controlling these things, but the things, and many have done research on this, not every claim is accurate over the years, obviously, but at the same time, it seems very likely that crafts or things, orbs, tic-tacs and what have you, discs, have these same types of things have always happened, or for a long, long time. It's not just since the nuclear bomb. It's not just since, 2010 or something, or, the Nimitz or the David Fravor testimony that you heard last year, or the Ryan Graves testimony that you heard last year. It's a long-term issue. Very good thought. Mokul says, what if UAPs around military tech sites around the world are good or bad? Angels, we don't know much about UAPs, just like the people at Nuremberg. We don't know. I don't think we know anything more about them. Certainly the general public doesn't know anything more about them than they did 500 years ago. 500 years. So someone has decided to not tell us about it. Is God doing that? Is God making sure their secrets are kept? I don't think so. Because they want to be seen. They're going to be seen. Regardless of what is behind them. Again, just to drive home the point before we close here. Is that like we saw at Langley in December. It's just December. 5 months ago. 4 months ago. That there are a swarm of orbs. And by the way, this man who saw it with his eyes and recorded with his phone and gave eyewitness testimony said, and oh, it's just an eyewitness testimony, could be wrong. But he says there were up to 40 orbs and another craft, a larger one, sitting off to the side. And what he terms was like a command and control craft observing what the other ones were doing. Or maybe observing the base, and it sent all those other ones out there. The point is, they were seen with the naked eye and with a camera. Their lights are flashing on and off and strobing and irregular and flying around. And if they want to remain hidden, if they're another country, or if they're our own stuff, or if they're angels or interdimensional aliens or whatever, or they're humans from the future, all that stuff, whatever it is, they want to be seen when they put their lights on at night. They don't, or at least they don't care if they're seen. So they're not trying to keep it secret. Right? That's the bottom line. So yes, if you're a Christian, stay in prayer about this. Pray not to be arrogant. And like a know-it-all, because we see through glass darkly regardless. And these things may very well be a big part of our life right now and going forward. So let's get ready mentally, right? And every other way. So please, American Armed Forces, if you're listening, shoot down anything that comes into your airspace like you're supposed to. That's my advice. Do your job. All right, guys. Until next time, this has been Wings of the Eagle. Please support us. Go to wingsoftheeagle.com/podcast. Give what you can and help us stay in the air. And maybe we'll be back in a few days. And obviously watch this space, Wings of the Eagle, for any breaking developments in the world. We will definitely be on if something warrants. All right, guys. Love you much. If you recognize Passover, by the way, or celebrate it in any way, that's coming up here. Actually, Monday is the day, which is kind of neat. Anyways, so if I don't talk to you before then, have a great one. And we are having church, by the way, End Time Church on Monday night, as always. All right. See you guys next time. This is Wings of the Eagle.